How you doing this morning, Wayne?
That's
not true at all.
That was a very sunny thought.
That wasn't fair to Mary Donna. but Wayne, how you doing there, big guy?
Well, listen, I want to go back a few minutes ago. You two were talking, and Ron made some remark about all the stupid things he's done in his life.
Tell me, I can't even remember them all.
Well, Nikki, I tell you, let's set aside, four or five months of airtime, and we'll let Ron hold forth.
It would probably take that long if I could remember, but, what I can actually remember would probably take about an hour to tell, and that would be it.
All right. Well, I just couldn't let that one pass. All right, listen, here we go, guys. The word of the day. There is sexism, and there is ageism.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's such a thing as cityism. Is that possible?
Cityism?
Cityism, C-I-T-Y. The word of the day is to Shanghai, S-H-A-N-G-H-A-I, S-H-A-N-G-H-A-I. Now, most everybody knows that Shanghai is a seaport in East China.
Sure.
But it's also a city that has given its name to a sort of dark practice, mainly in the 19th century, forcing somebody into doing something that they don't want to do. You know, sort of like getting up and going to a radio station at some god-awful hour.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, wait, that's too much of an exaggeration, isn't it?
I've been Shanghai for far too long.
All right. Well, there is your word of the day. I found a couple of them here. We're going to do for several days here, and here's the first: Shanghai, a verb transitive, according to the dictionary. Not only a city in East China, but as a verb again, it means to recruit somebody forcibly or by fraud into doing something. It reminds me of a sales meeting, Ron. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I try to avoid those.
All right, guys, there is your word of the day, Shanghai, S-H-A-N-G-H-A-I. Profuse apologies to all of the politically correct whom we may have offended with, I guess you'd call it cityism. What else can you call it? Geographyism?
Well, yeah, could it mean also coerce?
Exactly. That's, yeah. Ron, I'll tell you, in your inimitable way, you have reduced it to one little word. There it is.
there's that word again, inimitable.
Yeah.
Okay, pal.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you two behave. I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye.
Okay, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.